This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. We're going to check out and find out more about the Douglas County Youth Orchestra and the Executive Director, Dr. Mark Rockwood, on with us this morning. Thanks for being on.
Started in 1997 with five students by a local music teacher. We have three orchestras now with about 60 students. We have a prelude orchestra for beginning students who don't have any experience on an instrument. And we have a concert orchestra, which is our intermediate group. And our most advanced students join the Philharmonic Orchestra. And we've also been able to recently welcome adults interested in learning an instrument later in life. But the bulk of our students are age 6 to 18.
And how
we play two concerts a year in January and May, and our most advanced students typically have the opportunity to play in community events around town. We've done the Umpqua Valley Arts Association Summer Festival, and we've even been able to open for groups like Music on the Half Shell, playing for the four Eugene Symphony and Pink Martini.
So how long have you been involved as a director?
I've been involved 4 years. I'm just wrapping up my fourth year. Before that, I was a student at the University of Oregon, earning a master's and PhD in violin performance and music theory. And then at DCYO, I wear a lot of hats. I conduct the concert and Philharmonic orchestras, and I run all the artistic aspects of the youth orchestra. I maintain a private teaching studio of piano and violin students as well. And then I have an interest in arts administration and work in that capacity as well at another music nonprofit.
So obviously a lot of involvement. What is it about music that interested you early on?
So I started playing violin when I was really young. I was 7 years old. My parents tell me that I begged and pleaded to play the violin. I had already been playing piano before that, and you know, just kind of like the teamwork aspect and being able to play with others really kind of interested me, and I like to bring that to my students at DCYO.
Interesting. Now, what has the past year been like for the organization?
So it's definitely been different. We basically just shifted everything online, and we've been doing everything virtually. So in May 2020, right at the end of our last DCYO year, we began Zoom meetings, and we started with informational kind of seminar-like classes on composers and other unique skills. We had a presentation from one of our teachers about using recording and loop pedals, which was really cool. And then in September, we started just rehearsing like kind of normal, hoping that we could get back into in-person. The students would mostly stay muted and play just on their own, and the teacher would demonstrate. We were able to continue our sectionals, which is smaller groups of students playing together with a professional and being able to work on different aspects of their music kind of in a smaller setting. And one of the coolest things we were able to do was to do a couple of virtual orchestra projects where students would take their part and record it, and then that piece of their recording would be inputted into a bigger file so that we could, you know, have everybody kind of play together virtually.
Wow. Obviously, everybody's had to adapt, had to do things differently, but now as we look towards this coming fall, what is your plan for the next season?
So we're looking to get back to in-person rehearsals as long as COVID protocols kind of allow it. We have to follow guidelines set forth by the Oregon Youth Authority or Oregon Health Authority as far as, you know, being a youth program. But that's our goal, is to get back to in-person playing.
Well, I'm sure a lot is, while it's nice to be able to go through with the technology and do things on Zoom, there's clearly some of the beauty and joy of music that kind of gets lost when it becomes virtual like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think all of us, the teachers and students alike, have learned a lot from this last year. But yeah, you're right. It's some things are definitely kind of lost in translation over the internet, for sure.
So is the Douglas County Youth Orchestra, are you basically focused on classical, or do you do other genres of music as well?
We are largely focused on classical, but we've done a little bit of outside of classical stuff, especially during this time. We just did a couple of weeks ago, actually, we did a whole class on improvising the 12-bar blues and all that. So that's been really fun, kind of getting students exploring other genres as well. But yeah, we are largely classically based.
So as people begin to think about this coming fall for their kids, what kind of costs are involved in being a student in your program?
Yeah, so we have tuition is $85 per student and $210 for a family of three or more, but we do have need-based scholarships, and so that is available by application. And we also do have early registration discounts if registered before July 15th.
So how would parents explore getting their child signed up or figuring out if this is the right fit for them?
Yeah, so they can learn more. We have a website, dcyomusic.org, and more details can be found there. And also the contact information of our orchestra administrator is listed on our website. We are also having kind of like an instrument check-in for our current families on July 15th from noon to 4 at Stewart Park. And we'd be happy to meet any new prospective families that would want to come and kind of see what we're all about. And then they can get registration information there as well.
All right. Mark Rockwood with the Douglas County Youth Orchestra. Give folks that website information again.
Yeah, so we're at dcyomusic.org, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, Mark, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, 8:39, Morning Conversation. It's a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.
Are you looking to improve the value of your...